the way things are now, you know, we're down to rock bottom, aren't we? And I was just wrote a list because I've written down occupations and employment. Well, there was the distillery, which was all aspects of whisky production and warehousing and things. And then there was the station and the railway staff, station master. And then there was the maintenance, and then there were the railway cottages, where Jean's got one, and then there were the gangers and servicemen. And then there was the road maintenance, all the side roads, with snow clearing, people like Jack Noble and all of these people. Forestry, there was a lot of felling went on in the wartime because they were needing the timber. A lot of it went for pit props from here. And there was a sawmill up on the station road, just opposite, just beyond Evan McRae's, opposite. The road goes up, and then there's a sort of bit of empty ground, and then there's the railway lines. But that bit all belonged to the railway. But there was a sawmill. There was one hut, and the McGillivray family they'd come down from up at the Coyes by then, and Mrs. McGillivray used to work in the sawmill. And then further up on the left hand side, there was another wooden house, and the Ross family lived there.
Yes.
That was all employment. And then farming. There were several large farms, and they had workers. And they had, some of them, do you remember the expression, 10 bobbers? They were youngsters who weren't in orphanages, but they came to families, and they worked.
Yes.
I remember
a young family being at Dale.
Yes, because we in the wartime there were some evacuees.
Yeah.
I remember evacuees. Most of the evacuees didn't stay very long. They were frightened of the silence.
Yes.
And they had wide empty spaces, and they said they'd rather the bombs.
Yes.
And the common idea of the neighbours. Yes. And everything. Farming. And then of course, horses. So all were done. No tractors.
No tractors.
At the beginning of the war, there were no tractors.
No.
And then there were the crofts were the smaller ones.
Was a lot of the Strathdearn Valley farmed at that time with crops?
Yes, we were entirely encouraged to use as much as you could, but some of it was too rocky or too boggy, or the river came up.
Yes.
And I remember poor Dave Fraser, he had all his stooks in the field underneath where the road bridge is now, ready for leading.
Oh,
and
yes.
There was a spate, and all the stooks ended up in Fintoul Bay, I think.
Yes.
So flooding happened quite often then?
Just spates, now again. And then the sporting estates, they had gamekeepers, stalkers, and then beaters in the season, which a lot of children used to earn their money.